Okay, it's time to take a look at some gardening and catch up with our resident gardener, Jean Griffin, who this time round, instead of being somewhere, I do believe, in Kent, she's actually somewhere in New Zealand, aren't you, Jean? Morning, or is it evening?
Good morning, Tony. Yes, I am. I'm in New Zealand. And dawn was breaking when I came up to you. So, you know, this is quite interesting, actually.
Yeah, technology makes this all so wonderfully possible. And I can tell you now, gone are the days when you used to have to shout on the phone to somebody in New Zealand just to get them to hear it. And you had this time lapse. There's no time lapse. Yeah. It's all pretty good.
It is.
What's it like in New Zealand at the moment, weather-wise?
At the moment, it's quite warm. Yesterday was about 27, 28, which is quite nice. Beautiful mm-hmm. sunny day. And we've been doing... My daughter's moved house, and so she has had an overgrown garden, let's put it that way. I don't think the people in that were in the house before had ever done anything, no clearing or anything. So we've cleared a lot of banks. I've dug up a load of plants, black grass and all sorts of things, divided them and replanted them.
Good old mum's there to sort the garden out. We like that.
That's right. And my daughter is a gardener anyway, so yeah. It's not too bad. But I mean, this was a nightmare, Tony. And it's on a bank, which even makes it even worse. But there we are. We're halfway there.
So. Chip off the old block from the sounds of it. That's really rather good. I mean, you're coming to the back end of the summer and it's still warm. Of course, we have the spring equinox coming here, which I'm guessing will be the autumn equinox in New Zealand. I mean, it's all sort of completely reversed, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, completely reversed.
And that's in a couple of weeks' time. So we head into spring just about as New Zealand heads off into autumn. So you'd be looking at different planting, I'm guessing, for there than we would be right now here.
Yes, I mean, what they're in all the garden centres, and of course I've been to several garden centres, as you can imagine, of course it's all plant your bulbs now.
Yeah.
So, whereas we're hopefully last sort of October, November, that we got our tulips and daffodils planted then. So that's what they're doing now. And in fact, I bought some for my daughter this week, actually, and we've just planted those. So, yes, we're all sort of a reversal of seasons, I think. That's the best way to
use. So, I mean, for March in the UK, we're looking at sort of sorting out a few bits to do with... daffodils and sort of early pruning of roses and things, aren't we?
Yes, we are. I think it might be wise to leave the pruning. I don't know what the weather is like, but I have had reports that you've had very cold weather over there.
It's been very cold and, well, when this goes out, we're going to see a day of around about 15 degrees, so it's getting warmer.
Oh, absolutely fine. So, I mean, the thing is if you prune your roses down too far and they start to sprout in the 15 degrees or whatever, which they will do, and then we get another cold snap, then you're going to lose that new growth that's at the bottom. So my feeling would be just to leave it just another week or so before you start doing any heavy pruning.
What about planting of things like vegetables? Because, we had a dry February and the first part of March on and off has been either snow or lots and lots of rain, which is not good for planting things, is it?
No, it isn't. And a lot of people are actually sort of saying, well, when do I plant my tomato seeds and all this sort of thing?
Yeah.
Well, sowing tomato seeds, I would personally, unless you have good growing conditions like a hot box, you know, that you can have bottom heat on them, I'd prefer to leave mine, and I will leave mine until I come back, until obviously the end of March. So I'll be back at the end of March, and the first thing I will do is to start looking at my propagator and popping in my tomato seeds.
Yeah, because my wife is actually planting all sorts of stuff indoors at the moment in pots in preparation for getting stuff out. Trouble is, some of it has gone beyond the point where it should really be indoors, but of course it's not warm enough outside to put the stuff out yet. So they've faded a bit.
That's absolutely right. So that's why I say, you know, leave it until the weather gets just that little bit better.
Yeah.
Because otherwise your plants on the windowsill are going to get straggly. And either you've got to stop them, which means pinching out the top,
yeah.
or you've got to sow again. And I always say, sow frugally. That's, I think that's the best word. Yeah. Little and often. So you're doing succession sowing, really.
Yeah, you mentioned this. I mean, say we work with garden boxes. They're pretty big boxes, but yeah, I get it. You can do stuff for 1 month and then stuff for another month and stuff for another month, and you just follow them on and then go back to the beginning and start again, I presume.
Yeah, you do. Tell me, do you have a sort of like a cover that you could put over your garden boxes?
We've discovered that, and we've got covers over them at the moment. The only thing that's in any of them at the moment is the remaining garlic, which is not due to come out, I think, for another couple of months.
Oh, no, June.
June.
Yeah. Yeah, June, okay. Your garlic will be harvested.
That's the only thing that's in the boxes at the moment. The rest of it, they've been turned over and leveled up nicely. And I tell you what, since we first put them in, they've got some nice good worms in there now as well.
Have they really?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Because worms in the soil are absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
They really are. You do need to do that. The only thing you've got to be careful of is that the fact that if the worms come towards the surface, you may get blackbirds which come in and sort of disturb the top to try and get to the worms.
No, they're covered over at the moment. They're all covered over at the
Sensible.
Moment. We're trying to protect it all because we had so much problem with little bugs last year that we decided to... give them some breathing space, turn them over properly, finish them off, and then just leave them alone for a few months before we plant. And, of course, they're not getting the soaking that the current rains have had, because we've had rain for the last sort of 4 or 5 days and some snow. So, and I'm talking about some serious rain as well.
Yes, I can imagine.
So the soil has not got that either. So I think the soil this year is going to be pretty good. But you can sort out all the flowers and that, but it's more to us, it's more the vegetables and getting the timing right on those. At the moment, tomatoes, we've got those in pots. Chilies and sweet peppers, I don't think we've gone that ambitious with yet. But there are certain other things, onions and other veg that we're looking at. But the one that caught my eye was using cloches or fleeces to protect certain veg.
Absolutely. Those are excellent for things like that. But with your tomatoes, Tony, just be a bit careful. You may have to sow them again if you've got any more, if you get any more seed, keep them back. Because if your tomatoes are growing like the clappers at the moment indoors, then you may find that it's a little bit too early. But all the rest, I mean, leeks particularly, sow your leeks. But I always go for onion sets rather than onion seeds.
Oh, right.
And And I do those, and I don't know whether you can get them in the garden centre still at the moment. I think you probably can. But you get a head start on that. So
is this like an old onion that's sprouting?
No, I wouldn't do that at all, because that will rot at the bottom.
Yeah.
But you can get a bag of onion sets, something like 100 for, you know, $2.99.
Oh, right.
So... It isn't anything else, but I use a red onion because I love red onions.
Yeah.
And Red Baron is the variety that I use.
Yeah.
And all you do with those is to pop them on, just sink them slightly into the soil. And that's another thing that you have to cover over just initially until they start to root down into the soil, because the birds will have them out as sure as eggs are eggs.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. There are many, many pitfalls to all of this stuff, which is why it's very handy having someone like yourself explain to us, because you think you're doing the right thing and all of a sudden, you know, it's all coming along great and all of a sudden something goes wrong that you weren't expecting. And when you've got an expert on hand, it's quite useful.
I'll come round to your house one day.
I think that might be quite useful. You can meet the dogs and take a look at the boxes. There's also house plants as well to think of, aren't there?
Absolutely right. And of course, you need to make sure that you've got your house plant in the right position for it. But house plants are so good, Tony, because particularly if you've got a room with computers in, because there are certain house plants that actually absorb the ions out of the back of your computer. And
Really?
so it's really good. Oh, yes, it's really, really good for your health. That's why they're recommending house plants for office blocks these days.
What sort of plants would you recommend for ionizing a computer?
Well, mother-in-law's tongue, funnily enough, which I'm not joking.
I'm
I'm
going to be egging
really not
yourself on that one,
joking.
Jean. I really am.
I don't know. Mother-in-law's tongue,
Yeah.
and it's called Sansevieria, and it's a long, tall, upright, spiky-looking plant,
Yeah.
and that's very good. And the old-fashioned, do you remember the old-fashioned spider plants,
Oh,
which is a chlorophytum?
Mrs. W's got loads of those. They hang all over the place. And I have to
There
say,
you are.
I know exactly what they are. She loves them, and I think they look like an abomination, but that's just a personal thing. But she's got them
And
all
so
around
do
the
I.
place. But
I don't like them either, but there we are.
they're good for that, are they?
They are. They absorb the ions. Spathiphyllum is another one, which is the
Right.
peace lily. Orchids. I mean, I've got several orchids which I keep in the bathroom and upstairs because that's the best place for them. And I love them. I really do. But don't ever chuck them out at the end of their flowering season. Keep them and look at the bare stem and cut that bare stem down. On the stem itself, on the flowering stem, if you run your fingers down it, you'll find a little bump. And if you cut just above that little bump, that will actually initiate a further flowering spike. And also, if you move that plant into a colder atmosphere for about 10 days and then bring it back into its normal growing place, that again initiates it and you'll get another flowering spike.
Wow. So that's the house plants, and I really have learned something there. And I suppose I've got to learn to like spider plants, haven't I, really?
Well, yeah, but one of the things with spider plants is
Yeah.
not to leave them too long, is to take some of the hanging bits off, make a new plant, put it into new compost, and it'll green itself up. I bet you anything some of her plants, and I hope your wife isn't listening to this, I wonder if she's allowed them to get a little bit yellow looking.
No, she cuts them off and say she's almost been breeding the things. They
Has she
just.
been feeding them as well? Because they do need a little bit of houseplant feed.
If I know my wife, she will have been feeding them. I try and keep out of the way of that one because she knows my thoughts on them.
Yeah,
Oh
never mind.
dear, oh
People
dear.
have their hates and loves, don't they?
They do now. Of course, we've been mentioning the weather quite a bit through this, and there's been some cold weather. And people using greenhouses as well. But when we were talking about indoor plants, we're getting to the point, I mean, within probably a month or so, where people will be turning off their heating. That will make a difference to house plants, I presume.
Oh, it definitely will, and so you need to make sure. But that means all house plants, they need air as well as anything else. So a little blast of fresh air every now and again doesn't do anybody any harm, particularly us, I think. But I think perhaps, I mean, with the sort of current thing with heating and everything else, I think perhaps everybody's lowered their temperature slightly this year.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And so I don't think that will harm our house plants. They don't need to be in a hot, steamy atmosphere all the time, and you need to acclimatise them. But yeah, try if you find a house plant isn't doing very well in one place, move it to another. And think of artists and the artist light, and they artists like a north or a west light, and so that's good for plants as well.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Very quickly before we finish, because time passes us by in the blink of an eye, we've talked about sort of veg, we've talked about indoor plants, we've talked about planting seeds for veg and all the rest of it. There's also the general maintenance of the garden as well, isn't there? Because
Absolutely right, yeah.
there's this talk about not turning over soil these days because of the environmental effects.
Yes.
How near the mark is that? How far should we go with
Well,
it? Because you can't really leave your soil just to go rock solid on the top, can you?
No, you can't. And I, what I like doing, and everybody laughs at me because I use a phrase quite often of tickling over. And what you do is with a garden fork, a small garden fork preferably, they are not ladies' forks or ladies' spades. They are border forks and border spades. So they're much half the size of the other ones. Those are absolutely excellent for tickling around in amongst the plants or even a hoe in there just to get rid of the weeds and to let a bit of air into the top. Now, if you're a really good gardener, all you do is mulch. And mulch on the top, if you can afford to do it with mushroom compost, stable manure, whatever you can get. I use bagged stable manure for the simple reason that I don't get weed seeds in it. So
I mean,
that's
do you,
my tip of the week.
tip of the week. There you go, you see. Now, the other thing, because you mentioned compost there, is it also time to start this year's compost heap?
Oh, definitely. You should be able to turn it right over. I don't know how many compost heaps people have, but I mean, I've got two. So I've got one which is growing, and ideally you could have three, but I haven't got the room for it. And so I've got two. But what you need to do with a compost heap is to get onto the top if you can and give it some air, because otherwise it'll go into a mushy, horrible, smelly mass. So a bit of air in there helps. So put the garden fork in the top, swizzle it around, and just let it go. And then, if you're adding perhaps grass clippings when you're starting to mow the lawn, don't put them all in one great bodge. Just stick some stuff in the top of them and then layer it if you possibly can.
I mean, you mentioned again, finally, you mentioned mowing the grass, and I know it's something you don't do very much of, neither do I. We don't have lawns, but many people do. And is it probably not wise to start cutting the grass just yet because of the amount of rain we've had, I would have thought.
I think that's absolutely right. If you do need to do it, and I know somebody that absolutely does, then you need to raise the blades on your mower because you don't need to scalp your grass at this time of the year. Very, very little. And keep off the lawn if you can, unless you've got dogs, because the more you walk on a lawn which is soggy, the worse it'll be.
Yeah, that's about right, I think. Absolutely about right. But this is one of the reasons why we don't have a grass.
Me too.
We do have dogs, but they go out and find the grass outside rather than in the garden.
Yeah,
Jean, it's been
exactly.
good to catch up this morning or this evening, as whichever way you want to look at it. You're in the morning, about to enjoy another New Zealand day. Thank you so much for getting up early and talking to us this morning, because it's a
That's all
first for
right.
me doing an interview with somebody in New Zealand. I think that's absolutely wonderful. Jean Griffin,
It is.
enjoy the rest of your day, enjoy the rest of your stay in New Zealand, and we will catch up with you on your return.
Thank you, Tony. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye.